Blog Talk Radio.
I'm running away from this pain. I'm trying to find a new way where the sun's shining down on my face. I'm running away. You're in a toxic relationship. Turn to me,
the Blog Talk Radio Studios in Union City, New Jersey. This is Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I want to thank you for tuning in this, the 22nd of March, the year 2017. Again, I'm thankful for whoever you're listening to here in the good old U.S. of A. And this week's edition of Dating Today is brought to you by the Mason Civic League. Folks, a great local nonprofit located at 1200 Washington Street in the Uptown section of Hoboken, New Jersey. You can check out their website, www.masoncivic.org. That's www.masoncivic.org. You can contact their office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. by calling 201-706-8088. Now, for those of you who are not aware, the Mason Civic League was established in 2010 by former Hoboken councilwoman, the distinguished Beth Mason, and her husband, Ricky. And its mission has been to assist community members and groups in need. It's sponsored programs and events to promote the arts, continuing education activities for residents of all ages. Folks, don't forget, check them out online on their social media, like them on Facebook, and of course, follow them on Instagram and Twitter. Throughout the entire month of March, folks, during Women's History Month, there's been very excellent content each and every day highlighting a different woman and her contributions to our society and what to Women's History Month truly means. So again, check out the Mason Civic League. I also want to acknowledge here on the program, folks, Cromcakes.com, a wonderful website. You can go to it by clicking on www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. It's full of entertaining blogs, and it's connecting media with humanity, and it's sprinkling some comedy along the way. It's hosted by my dear friend, Ashley Cromcakes. You can always check it out online. Again, www.cromcakes.com. Also, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check out another great website, which is www.roughrehab.org. Now, Rough Rehab is located at 360 Route 46 in Mount Lakes, New Jersey. It's a no-kill Northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter. They're open to the public daily from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. You can contact them directly at 862-200-1447. Once again, 862-200-1447. If you're looking to adopt that special dog or cat, guess what? Rough Rehab will get you on your way. Again, roughrehab.org. And last but not least, I want to acknowledge you on the program, Facepalm Gaming. You can check them out on Twitter. Follow them on Twitter at gaming_palm. Also on Instagram at facepalmgaming311. You can also check out their online page, which is twitch.tv/facepalmgaming311. Now, Facepalm Gaming streams content ranging from RPGs, which are role-playing games, all the way to first-person shooter games. It's a great online community for gamers, and it's a chance to exchange ideas and tips about the games that entertain you on a daily basis. Again, check out Facepalm Gaming, ladies and gentlemen. Support them, as well as Rough Rehab at Cromcakes.com. And also, I want to thank the Mason Civic League for sponsoring this week's edition of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. Now, the toll-free hotline to call in tonight in Opie. I want to hear from you, folks, 646-649-1926. The toll-free hotline, once again, brought to you by the Mason Civic League, is 646-649-1926. Again, don't forget to check them out, www.masoncivic.org. You can also write to the show's inbox, professorfuj@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter @theglorious_fuj, and also follow me on Instagram @your_favorite_Fernando. Well, folks, happy spring. It is indeed the first week of spring here. And while it's getting a little bit warmer, hopefully, here in the New Jersey tri-state area, hopefully it's getting warmer throughout the entire country. So for all my dear friends listening all the way down in Raleigh, North Carolina, hats off to Shelby. Thanks for listening in. I know you're a big fan. All the way down to Miami, all the way out to Dallas, Texas, home of my Dallas Cowboys, and tons of friends that are members of Cowboys Nation. You know, love you all over there in the great state of Texas. Of course, some good friends I have in Las Vegas who are listening each and every week. I'll see you this summer as I'll be returning to Las Vegas. It's been too long, so looking forward to seeing you this summer in Sin City. And of course, all the way out to Bakersfield, California. Happy to report that my buddy Shane is expecting a baby boy in May, just a couple of months. So, Shane, I'm glad to hear that you're doing well. You have a baby boy on the way, and hopefully I'll see you in Vegas when I'm out there this summer. So God bless you, and God bless all the fans here of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. Well, folks, listen, it's spring is upon us, obviously, and well, hopefully the weather will get a little bit warmer. And despite the fact whether or not you're single or you're in a relationship, you're probably, especially for the guys listening tonight, you're probably thinking about that one woman that you've been seeing, that girlfriend that you've been spending some time with. And to be honest, you're not sure exactly where you stand. And you're probably thinking to yourself, well, you know, what is it about her? What makes me, you know, want to keep spending time with her? You know, it's one of those things, one of those conundrums, I think, as a guy, that you sit there and you wonder exactly what makes a girlfriend, you know, that the one. You know, when do you realize that she has everything that you're looking for? And, you know, listen, sometimes it's hard to tell whether or not the girl you're with is wifey material. It's as simple as that. And other times, it's really obvious. And, you know, today what I wanted to share for the gentlemen tonight, and also for the ladies listening, because you know what? Let me tell you something. More times than not, maybe you're not doing the things that, quite frankly, make you wifey material. And maybe you're not in that frame of mind. Maybe you're not thinking about being wifey'd up by a guy. Maybe you're thinking about just enjoying the rest of your 20s and 30s and maybe get married very, very late. Who knows? That could be a calculated decision on your part. But like I said, if you're dating a guy and you're really into him and he's really into you, ladies, trust me, he's thinking sometime along the way whether or not you're wifey material. And you know what's interesting? You know, I've thought about what this means. You know, I've thought about, you know, what this is. In terms of a life-altering moment for a guy. And, you know, it's something that, you know, it doesn't always come easy for all of us. I'll be honest with you. And it's, you know, as someone who's dated extensively in my lifetime, and I think I've talked about that, you know, thoroughly on the show here since I've done this podcast, and also, you know, in terms of the book itself. And again, some good news, you know, we'll be seeing some progress in terms of an update to the publication of Dating Today, which is in its final stages. So again, I appreciate everyone and their patience. I promise you it'll be a great read. And whether you have it in the hardcover or you'll have it on your iPad or your Kindle, you'll definitely enjoy reading it once it's out soon, later this year. So again, I appreciate all the good fans that are eagerly anticipating this publication. But you know, one of the things I've always talked about here on the show as a guy is the fact that, you know, dating sometimes isn't always easy. And sometimes as a guy, you know, dating is one of those activities that, you know, can be very laborious. It can be draining. It can be stressful. You know, you're trying to figure out, you know, which girl is the right girl for you. And one of the things I've always learned, ladies and gentlemen, about dating itself is the fact that sometimes it's a journey. It's a journey about, you know, dating different women along different, you know, let's say, ethnic lines, age demographics, backgrounds, occupations. And you're never really going to know exactly until you really have done it thoroughly. And one of the things for me that has made this show very therapeutic, and I've always said this to all of my my friends listen in, and I've had students, both past and present, who listen to the show, and colleagues, and they've said to me, you know, Fernando, I have to tell you, man, your show, never mind the fact that it's entertaining, because you always make it funny, and you always throw out some really, really interesting points, up. You make it very informative, and you talk about things that I can relate to, and you talk about things that I know other people relate to. And when we're discussing something like dating, I think it's important to really put that out there. And I've said this to my listeners. I've answered emails and text messages and tweets. I've also answered comments on my Instagram when listeners have wanted to opine and say, well, listen, I really found this episode very useful. And boy, did it help me. Boy, was I lost in terms of what I was doing with my life dating. And that's probably one of the motivating goals I've had with this show. Never mind the fact that the book overall is meant to be therapeutic for people and meant to be helpful. I've also wanted to make this show very, I think, educational for my listeners, and to make it very instructional, to give my listeners a very thorough perspective of what dating entails. And today, you know, what I wanted to cover with you again is sort of, you know, looking at, and again, for the guys listening tonight, this is something I think that you'll thank me for later, in terms of looking at the simple things that, you know, your girlfriend does that ultimately is going to make you realize whether or not she's indeed the one. And ladies, sometimes, you know, if you're trying to sort of lock that guy up and you're trying to see exactly where he stands, I mean, tonight's advice that I'm going to share with you, I think, will go a long way in helping you position yourself in the best possible way you can to make him realize that you are the one. And for guys, listen, that notion doesn't always come easy to us. And I can say that in my years of dating, I've dated a pretty extensive amount of women. And I don't say it to be braggadocious. I don't say it to be arrogant or not. I just say it to be truthful. I've been very fortunate throughout my years to have dated a lot of women, a lot of different women, whether it's along age lines, whether it's along ethnicity lines, whether it's occupations or backgrounds or whatever. I've been very fortunate. And, you know, the one dynamic I think that's very important for a guy is that the guy has to be ready. When the guy is in a position to look to the future and say, this is, you know, a woman that I could see myself marrying, because I spent enough time with her and I have wanted to, you know, think about what a future would be like with this woman. And listen, you know what? I've had those sort of inner conversations with myself. I've also had them with, like, people that I trust, whether it be my parents, you know, my best friends. But at the end of the day, you know, when you do some self-evaluation and some, you know, reflection, and you sort of search within yourself to realize whether or not this woman is indeed great for you, you have to take everything into account. And I can tell you that a lot of good-looking women, I've dated some very wholesome women, some very good women in terms of, you know, being family-oriented, professionals, women that are, you know, very domesticated, very hands-on, women that are very nurturing. I think I've dated almost every type of profile. And one of the things that has always stood out for me as a guy, and sometimes, you know, and this is sort of the difficult dynamic about being a man, is that we don't always realize certain things at the same pace. Now, I have some friends around my age that have been married for a few years now, and they realize that the woman that they were dating, that was the one for them, that was the woman that they wanted to marry, that was the woman that they wanted to have kids with. And whether or not they did this in the late 30s, out of panic or because they weren't sure and they were sort of like looking at their biological clock and saying, well, I don't want to be a dad. That's old per se. So you know what? This woman's a good enough catch. I'm going to do that. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, in my lifetime, I know I've dated probably, I can probably name them, you know, on one hand, but women that I've dated, let's say, for a pretty good amount of time. let's say maybe about close to a year or more than a year. And, you know, they all represent a different significance in my life. I think that, you know, looking back to my previous relationship, my most recent one, you know, my ex was a woman who, listen, I'll be very honest with you. I know I wasn't very easy to date. I get that, but neither was she. And to call her toxic would be an understatement. I mean, I think that's doing a disservice to the word toxic. But, you know, we dated for a little over 2 years off and on, and we broke up a lot. And whether or not you want to call that the Biggie, excuse me, the Carrie and Big syndrome from Sex and the City, excuse me, and whether or not it was healthy, you know, I mean, that's up for debate. I mean, I know a lot of my friends close to me will be like, that's probably the unhealthiest relationship we've ever had and that we've witnessed with our own two eyes. But, you know, there's something to be said about the fact that when you date someone that long and you have a certain type of investment in them, it's tough, you know. I'd be lying to you, the audience, if I said I didn't love her during the time I was with her, because I did. I was, at one point in time, I was very much in love with her. I very much had a strong connection to her, and I felt a significant emotional investment. But I think that with time, I realized that was evaporating. You know, and listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I think early on in our relationship, I looked at her as someone that I maybe wanted to marry. Maybe not so much marry, because I wasn't about marrying. I wasn't the marrying type. But I very much looked at the reality about having a child with her. And knowing the fact that she already had a child, and you know, she's a good mother. I mean, I'm going to give her her due. There's certainly a lot of negative attributes I can label and attach to her. But one thing I won't ever call her is a bad mother, because she wasn't. She was a good mother. And I looked at that quality and said, well, that's something that stays in my mind and resonates, because it reminds me that, you know, if I have a kid with her, you know, she'd be a good mother. She'd be providing. She makes good money. Makes very good money. And I knew that besides that, you know, sort of the nurturing aspect and the fact of how attentive she was, that she'd be a good mother. So I knew that there was that possibility. And that, you know, as a guy, you know, if you're not ready to settle down and you just don't feel that this is the one for you, you know, unless you want to settle, that's one thing. If you're not willing to settle and you don't want to cave to something that's uncomfortable, then don't do that. And, you know, fortunately for me, I think I came to the decision some months ago that this was not the relationship for me. And at one point in time, I looked at her, I was like, oh, maybe she's the one. Maybe she's the one that's going to give me a child, because that's what I'll be the first one to tell you. I very much want to be a dad. And, you know, despite all my accomplishments, you know, the multiple graduate degrees and the 20-something awards for all of my philanthropic achievements, you know, I'm not going to lie to you folks, you know, the fact of being a dad is something that is very heavy on my mind. And that's sort of the last accomplishment that I want. Not because I look at it as like some trophy, but that's, I know that's going to make me complete as a person. But deep down, I'd be a dad. You know, the way that I spend time with my godson, who right now just got a beautiful new haircut. So love you, Pammy, down there in Kentucky. And Nicholas, my guy, I can't wait to see you again soon. And, of course, my other nephews, you know, Richard and Owen. I know I'm good with kids. You know, and I looked at her and I said to myself, you know, this maybe my ex is someone that can give me a child and someone that I could be happy with. And, you know, I for some time I thought that. But, you know, in recent months I came to the realization that that wasn't the case. And thankfully for me, you know, I'm better off for it. Where, you know, she's not a bad person. I think deep down she's not a bad person, but she's bad for me. And that's something that, you know, when you're a guy and you realize somebody is the one, you know, you take certain steps to sort of expedite that. You take certain steps to make her know that. And, you know, and this is probably one of the worst things I could ever admit. And, you know, I sort of, as I've been revising my book, I've been revising sort of like recent chapters. And, you know, as a guy, when you come to the realization that a woman is not for you, that a woman is someone that you don't want to marry and that you don't want to have kids with, you know, it's really unsettling. Because, you know, deep down, I think if a woman said that to me, I'd probably be crushed because I'd like to believe that, you know, I'm a pretty good package, that what I bring to the table is pretty significant. Someone who's financially steady, has, you know, a good financial backing behind him in terms of savings and is responsible with money. Someone who is educated, someone who has a lot of potential in terms of projects coming up, in terms of what I'm looking to do. So I know what I bring to the table, you know, aside from my good looks and everything, which that's a given. But the point is that I know I would hate to hear those words, that you're not the one. And I'm sure that for any woman hearing that, it's unsettling. It's quite unnerving, and it's heartbreaking. Nobody wants to hear that. Spend enough time with someone, you know, you feel a certain type of investment in them. You feel that you should not feel that way. But the reality is, you know, speaking from experience, I've had to live that recently. I've had to look somebody in the face and say, you know, you're not the one. I'm sorry. And I know that's a cold, heartless thing to do. And who knows, maybe karma will come back and get me. But I was not willing to settle. And even though, you know, I'm over 40 now, I'm not willing to settle. You know, I don't need the ideal situation, folks. I don't need everything to be perfect and peachy and rosy, but there has to be a dynamic there that makes me want to marry you. There needs to be a dynamic there, or some dynamics that makes me realize, you know what, you're the one, because you fulfill these qualities. And, you know, going back even to before my most recent ex, my ex before that, you know, young woman, certainly a vast age difference with her. My recent ex was around the same age as me, and the ex before her was, you know, I believe 13. No, she was 12 years, actually 12 years younger than I am. And, you know, it's difficult. It's different to look at that. And, you know, we were very much, I thought, at one point in love. We were very much in love, and we had a great relationship, I thought. You know, we met under really unique circumstances, and we started dating. And, you know, for over a year, I thought we were great. I thought that, you know, going back to her, I thought that that was a woman that, you know, despite the big age difference, you know, we had those conversations where we sat down and said, listen, you know, I know you just signed a lease for an apartment, but, you know, next year when your lease is up, you know, I'd like to look at living with you. And I remember when we talked about it, she had expressed the same interest. We talked about, like, you know, what a future would look like, you know, and we were a nice looking couple. You know, she was 12 years younger than me. And while it's a pretty large difference. It's over 10 years, a little bit, you know, it's not 15 or 20, you know, but it's a little high. But we really gelled, and we really, you know, I thought we were a couple that was, you know, going to progress to the next level. And, you know, slowly but surely we fell apart for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, I'd be lying to you if I said that, you know, I didn't have a hand in, you know, having the relationship go south, you know, because we both did, you know. Like, it'd be easy for me just to sort of point the finger at her and say, well, you know, she had some issues that were overwhelming and that was just too much for me. There were some issues there, but I'm also going to be honest too. I think that there were some things on my end also that made it unbearable to date me as well. And, it was unfortunate. You know, I looked at her as someone that, you know, was someone that I had envisioned having a future with, you know, and even the woman before her, you know, same woman, you know, young, a little bit younger. I think it was a 13 age difference, you know, younger. Good-looking girl, too, you know, young, Polish, blonde, you know, blue eyes, you know, as compared to the ex right after, who was younger and just, you know, Latina and, you know, good-looking girl. And then after her, another Latina, you know, older, you know, voluptuous type of woman, you know, and, you know, very different profiles, to say the least. But I realized that, you know, as a guy, you know, when you're ready to settle down and you find the one, you're going to know it. And sometimes you have to just date and date and date until you get to that point, you know. One of the things, you know, it's sort of what I want to sort of list for you tonight here, folks, again, you know, when you're dating a woman, these are the qualities I think you want to look for in terms of whether or not she's, you know, these are sort of the simple things that your girlfriend does that makes you realize that you should be the one. The first one I want to sort of say to you is that, you know, like, she, number one, she doesn't judge you past your present and your future, you know. And it's funny, you know, so whether you aspire to be like sort of like the world beer pong champion or the pub crawl champion with your friends on St. Patrick's Day, or, you know, you have a wolf pack with a bunch of crazy buddies and you've gone on crazy trips and do just a whole bunch of different insane things. You know what? The fact that she doesn't judge you for it, I think, means a lot. And that's a big thing. Then I've dated some women that don't accept me for who I am, haven't always accepted me for what I like to do for recreation, whether it's just go out to play beer pong with my buddy. And listen, I'll admit it. I'm 41. I love beer pong. It's fun. It's competition. There's a certain type of skill level that's required to have it. And you know what? If for nothing else, it's bragging rights among guys. Because I know among my group of friends, I'm one of the better beer pong players. So whenever we're at a bar and there's a beer pong table, my buddies aren't going to look at me because they're going to be like, well, I don't know. I mean, I'll probably pick someone else because I know I don't want a piece of Fernando Uribe. And that's okay. I think there's a certain type of like pride that I take with that as a guy. You know, there's something about the male ego that sort of keeps us alive. But you know, whether it's out playing beer pong or going out to sing karaoke with my buddies or just to be out watching a game or go out to like an open bar and just get like, not wasted, but get like silly and stupid with your friends. Those are just things you like to do with a guy. And the fact that she doesn't judge you for that, I mean, that says a lot. That says a lot. And it sort of leads me into sort of my next point where, you know, one of the things that you look at in terms of your girlfriend, and it sort of makes you realize whether that she's the one or not, is, you know, if she lets you be you. You know, when you started dating, you always probably made sure you were, you know, dressed in the nines and always looked presentable and did all sort of the right things. And not to say you don't stop looking presentable and do the right things, like, you know, make sure you keep holding doors, you know, make sure you put on her jacket when she's on some, when you're out somewhere, pull out a chair for her, do all the chivalrous things you're supposed to be doing, you know? And normally, guess what? You probably would think you'd never let her see you dressed down, wearing track pants or the same shirt twice or wearing a cap or being ultra casual. But guess what? But now that, let's say you've been together a few months, or even years, the fact that she doesn't mind that you still wear your Superman shirt every Saturday, or you wear your Dallas Cowboys jersey often, or you wear a Dallas Cowboys t-shirt every day, or you eat cereal, let's say, to the tune of Saturday afternoon cartoons. Let me tell you, I'm that type of guy. I'm someone that, you know what, when I have to clean up and I have to look presentable, trust me, I'm as handsome as it comes. And I don't apologize for that. And I don't, you know, I'm not shy about that, because for those of you that know me, you know, I'm a pretty handsome guy. I'm nice to look at. I'm actually about, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm as scenic as a national park, but you know what? I'm nice to look at. And when I clean up, I clean up well. But you know, when I want to be casual and I just want to just go out and do some things and I just want to relax, I'm going to do that. I'm the same guy that will rock a fitted suit from Express and look super, super hot in it, but I'll also be the same guy that wears my cargo shorts, wear my sandals in the summer. And guess what? I'll wear a Dallas Cowboys t-shirt, or I'll wear something that's pro wrestling associated. That's just me. I'm someone that's casual. At the end of the day, you know, when a woman lets you be you, that's a big thing. That's a big thing for a girlfriend. You know, have I had women that have tried to change me and tried to change the way I dress? Absolutely. I've had women tell me, listen, you know, I like the fact that, you know, when you have to dress up, you can dress up. But you know what? I'd like to sort of, you know, maybe dress you a little bit or give you different clothes or something, you know? You know, it's one of those things that for me, I never really took seriously. I never really was offended by that or anything, but say, you know, it's different, you know? And, you know, one of the things that sort of leads from that also in terms of letting you be you is on her end, you know, something that might be very spontaneous is that, you know what, she enjoys surprising you. Guess what? You know, a girlfriend who uses her day off to prepare an amazing dinner or prepares like a famous dessert is definitely a keeper. You know, if she's willing to give up a day to do something especially for you, I mean, that's a really, really big thing. And that's, you know, that probably weighs a lot in a guy's mind. Those little things that make you want to keep dating her and possibly, you know, wife, you know, lock her up, you know, and put a ring on it, as they say. You know, another sign, I think, tonight, folks, I want to sort of share with my audience is that, you know what, she's successful with and without you. And what I mean by that is that, you know, listen, no one wants a girl who relies solely on her partner to provide for her, unless the goal is to be a trophy wife, which for some guys, maybe that's the goal, but for me, that's not the case. You know, a woman who doesn't let her partner define her or be her sole purpose is a woman worth keeping. And I can say I've had some women that I've dated that were more than happy just being next to me and sort of being that, I wouldn't say trophy wife, but being the eye candy. And I think there were certain stages of my life where I would just say, listen, I don't need you to really do anything. I just need you to sit there, stand there, look sexy, wear a skimpy dress, look pretty, and that's it. You know, I have enough brains for both of us. I have enough money for both of us. We're fine. And that was probably, I would say, my early 30s, where obviously as a guy, I wasn't as mature as I am now. And I wouldn't do that now. But there's a lot to be said about a woman that makes it a point to be successful, to work hard, to either go to school, to have a job where she's financially independent. That's a big thing as a guy. Believe me, that goes a long way in making the guy look at you in a very, very different light. You know, another sign here, folks. And again, listen, I want to hear from you tonight. If you're listening tonight, please call in 646-649-1926, 646-649-1926. Of course, a toll-free hotline brought to you by the Mason Civic League. As a matter of fact, I have a call in the queue here. All right, let's see what we have here. 508, where are you calling from and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Patrick, and I'm calling from New Hampshire.
Wow, Patrick. Wow. Welcome to Dating Today here. Thanks for listening to
first time listener, first time caller.
Wonderful. Good to hear from you, sir. What do you have for me tonight?
Well, I just wanted to talk about relationships. Right now I'm currently in a relationship with a gentleman named John. He's starting to lose weight now, starting to eat fish and go to Market Basket and get the chicken and run up and down the stairs. And he's really working on his appearance, but he's got this roommate who is very good looking, let's just say, very attractive. His name's Evan. And
okay.
Is it wrong to be having thoughts about looking at Evan and, you know, and imagining him playing PS4 in his boxers? Is that something that's a bad thought or?
Well, let me say this. How long have you been dating your significant other?
4 years.
Wow, 4 years. Okay. And, all right, well, a couple of questions.
It's been off and on, though. It's been tumultuous.
I get you. I understand. Sometimes relationships can be that way. I get you. I just got out of a very tumultuous 2-year relationship with a woman. So I hear what you're saying, man. Well, let me ask you this, though. And again, not to sound overly invasive or anything, but you've been dating off and on for 4 years. Has the thought of living together ever crossed either of your minds?
We tried that, but unfortunately, John couldn't stay out of trouble.
Wow. Okay. Well, let me ask you this, man. And, you know, I'm not judgmental. I think if you listen, and I appreciate you listening to the show, and I hope you, again, keep listening.
He's working on his appearance. He's losing weight now. He drinks a lot of coffee.
Okay. Well,
he does smoke cigarettes still, and that's something I'm working on with him, but
well,
he's eating the chicken. He's running up and down his apartment, working on some things. I don't know if he's doing burpees or anything, but
when
I met his roommate's an angry little guy, but very good looking. And I don't even know if his roommate is gay or straight, but I heard he's straight, but I'm guessing he's in the closet.
Okay.
Would it be awkward to see if we can have a threesome?
Oh, wow, man. Wow, I wasn't expecting that question. But let me say this. Where do you think you stand right now with your current relationship, man? And be honest, you know, I mean, where do you think you stand right now? You gave me some details. It's been off and on for 4 years. It's been pretty tumultuous. I empathize with you. I know what you're feeling because I've been there. I was just there. So I know what you're feeling. But right now, what do you think? Are you looking at your current significant other as just a fling, or do you really want to try to, like, maybe lock this down? Like, do you think you guys potentially have a future?
Well, it all depends if he has a dating app installed on his phone this week.
Oh,
I'll leave
wow.
it at that.
Okay.
I'll leave
okay,
it at that.
Okay, well, listen. Okay, well,
he's
listen.
On the Grindr. You know, he's on that site. Growing up, he was a Steelers fan. And
okay.
I don't know.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay.
I just don't know. You know,
what?
I think the like, skinnier he looks, the more that wandering eye is going to go around, and the more he's going to want to show people his penis, you know, and I don't want that.
I got you. I could, and listen, no offense. I missed your name again from the beginning. I'm sorry. Just give me your
Patrick.
Name again, bro. I'm sorry.
Patrick from New Hampshire.
Patrick, now listen. Oh, Patrick, listen, Patrick, and I appreciate you being very honest. And I will tell you this, because I think when it comes to relationships, I think it goes beyond, you know, straight or gay. I think it goes beyond that. I think it goes beyond a very simple formula. I think that, you know, yes, you know, you sound concerned and you sound like a nice guy. You sound like certainly you would like to see this relationship sort of move forward, but you're concerned. You know, this is a guy who clearly, again, and I'm just going to take a guess here. You can tell me if I'm wrong. Okay. So feel free to correct me. It sounds like the basis for why it's been so tumultuous for 4 years is that maybe he's had a wandering eye. Maybe
oh, I have as well. I've slept with his friends, Cole Slaw and look, two times. You know, I had
okay.
friends with two
okay.
of those people.
But
it's always revenge. You know, it's always, I'm going to get you. You know, I like
sure,
to
sure.
call him Dunks. That's my cute nickname for him, Dunks, because
sure.
he's got
sure.
a dunk-a-dunk. He's got a really good bubble
well,
butt. Hairy,
well,
but
well,
it's nice.
Well, let me say this. What I would tell you is this, man. And again, I'm not judging at all because, again, I know what it's like to be in a tumultuous relationship. You know, I lived it off and on for 2 years recently, and I understand what it's like. You know, so I empathize with what you're going through. But what I will say, Patrick, though, and again, I'm not saying this to be harsh, and please take this as constructive feedback from me, because I've been hosting this show for a while, and I've gotten pretty good feedback in terms of the advice I give. You know, maybe right now is not the time where you have that epiphany that, you know what, maybe this isn't for you anymore. And if you're, whether or not you're comfortable, whether or not you just enjoy seeing your significant other now, I can tell you from experience, man, and I'm not saying this to sound apocalyptic to you and to sound, you know, pessimistic. At some point in time, Patrick, you know, you're going to get that epiphany where this isn't going to be healthy for you anymore.
I think social media is part of the issue. We had a guy who lives in Boston actually sent me DMs of John talking about how thick he is and how he'll tear him up in shreds. And, you know, that stuff really angers me, you know, talking about the beer can and all this dirty, flirtatious talk that he thought he was just doing to me. So, you know, because I saw that, I kind of want to go over to his roommate's house when he's not there and get some revenge on John. Me banging
yeah,
Evan
well,
would be really good revenge on him.
Well, I'll say this, Patrick, and again, you know.
Have you ever banged for revenge?
You know what, man? I can tell you probably I have.
That's
I
a
think
yes.
If I've ever hooked up with women, yes. I think I've done that for revenge. I think I've done that maybe because I'm upset and angry. And listen, I don't feel good about it. I think at the moment, because I feel so angry and maybe I'm getting a little irrational, you know, I justify it. But, you know, eventually, you know, I'm a guy that, you know, has a conscience. And I think that normally I'm going to, it's going to come back to bother me. But, you know, what I would tell you, listen, Patrick, I'll say this to you. You sound like a nice guy, and I appreciate you calling in.
You
tonight.
Should see how cute Evan is. I think Evan's straight, but... You know,
okay.
even someone like you might change teams over how attractive Evan is.
Well, I doubt that. No, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good in my dugout. But well,
he's skinny.
I'll say this, Patrick. And,
he's skinny.
Okay.
And he eats like a cow, Taco Bell,
okay.
Chinese food,
okay.
and he has a six pack.
Wow.
I eat
okay. well,
if I eat what he ate, I would be a diabetic.
Okay. Well, listen, as a guy with one ab, I'm still trying to get the other five, so I can, you know, I envy that guy. But I'll say this, though, Patrick, and answer this question honestly for me, and I'll sort of, you know, after you answer, you know, I'll have to let you go because I have to sort of get back to a couple points in the show. But I do want to say this. Number one, I thank you for coming.
I like talking
to you. Number two, I hope you keep listening. No, and I hope that you enjoy the show. Let me say this, Patrick. Where do you see this going with John? Realistically, where do you see it going?
Well, I hope we can go back to where we were going a few years ago, where we can switch on who's going to be like the dominant one. One week I'm dominant, next week he's dominant. The following week I have a gag and a ball in my mouth, and the next week he has one in his mouth. But for some reason, he wants to be the dominant one, and I don't like that.
Well, listen, Patrick, I'll say this. I think you have to maybe do a little self-exploration about where you stand with him. And do me a favor. Give me a call back next week, but I promise you, do me this favor. Let's sit down with John and figure out where you guys are headed right now. Figure out where you guys are headed as a couple. Because I'll tell you right now, 4 years off and on is a long time, man. That's a long time. And I understand that when you emotionally invest in somebody, you try to sort of justify why things happen. Do me a favor. Sometime this weekend, have a sit down with John. Figure out where you guys are at. And do me a favor. Promise me you'll call back next week and give me a progress report. Can you do that?
I will do you a favor if you can do me a favor.
Oh, geez. Okay, what's up?
I'm going to have Evan on this show next week, and I'm going to approach him for some gay love live on your show.
All right, well, listen, if he's willing to do that, that's fine. I'm more happy to entertain that on the show. But, Patrick, do me a favor. Again, I'm not sounding judgmental. Just hear me out. It sounds like what you and John have is unhealthy. And the reason I tell you that, again, not to sound judgmental, is because I've been there, man. I've been there. So every symptom you've just described to me, I've lived through. So, again, I think it'll just come to a point where you have to make a decision, man, what's going to make you happy and healthy. So do me a favor. Before you even talk to Evan or even explore anything with Evan, do me a favor. Explore and sit down with John and figure out what you want, man. You sound like a really bright guy. And I think that, you know, you owe it to yourself to figure out where you're going, where this is headed. Like, you owe it to yourself. Can you promise me that? Can you talk to John and give me a progress report next week? Can you do that for me, brother?
I will give you a progress report next week, and I will do my best to have one of them on the show with me so we can talk, because you seem like a really good listener.
All right, well, listen, I appreciate you doing that. And listen, I thank you for the phone call. Please plug the show to all your friends up in the New England area. Can you do that for me, Patrick?
I will tell everyone that Fernando's my newest hero.
All right. Well, listen, good talking with you, man. God bless. Call me next week with the progress report, okay? And thanks for the phone call.
Progress report's on the way, Fernando.
All right. Thanks again, man. Thanks for the phone call, and stay well. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. All right, again, you know, good call there from the New England area. And listen, Patrick, appreciate you listening tonight, and I hope that I was helpful. And, you know, listening to that phone call, folks, it really makes me wonder, you know, sometimes what motivates us to stay in unhealthy relationships. And sometimes it makes you wonder, you know, whether or not the person we're dating is indeed the one. And sometimes it makes me wonder, you know, where we're going when it comes to dating and what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong. And sort of go back to the topic I was discussing a few moments ago, you know, in terms of the guy, you know, in general, I want to just make this, you know, along one orientation line. Again, I just want to say that, you know, when you're dating someone, you know, and you realize that this person's the one, I mean, a lot of the qualities I just described to, I think, are very important. And again, when you're dating someone, and, you know, if this person isn't afraid to speak his or her mind, that's important. You know, your partner should be able to share their thoughts with you and speak their mind. And that's an attractive quality, because I'll tell you right now, for me, a good relationship is one where you can share without judgment. And I know for a fact that I'm very open-minded. I'm very outspoken. I am very vocal. I don't hide my opinions. I don't hide my thoughts. I don't hide what I'm, and whoever dates me has to understand that. Whoever dates me knows that they have to sort of expect that, because, you know, I am very vocal. I am very communicative. And by the same token, listen, I expect that in return. I want my partner to be expressive, to tell me what's on their minds, you know, and I think you should want that also. And you know what? Another big sign, I think that's important to sort of get a sense of, you know, simple things that let you know, again, whether or not the person you're dating is the one, is, you know, you can do the most boring, mundane thing. But as long as it's with this person, with her, for example, it's an adventure. And you know what? During my relationships and during my history, during my dating experience, for example, like never did I think that I would say doing groceries would be fun. But you know what? I've done that with some women, and it can be fun. It's funny. It's entertaining. It's enjoyable. You know, and it's great. You know, as a guy, you know, if you're dating a woman who can make what you once dreaded enjoyable, that means that, you know, the potential for a future is there. I don't want to say completely. Again, a lot of the signs I gave you tonight, folks, I think are very important. But if you do something very mundane and very simple and it's fun, that makes a big difference. I can tell you right now, I've dated women that, you know, even to do something simple like food shopping or to go to the mall can be absolutely laborious. It is. And I've had girlfriends like that, that, you know, shopping with them can be absolutely a drain. And I'll tell you something, it's not something that's enjoyable. It kind of like, it's a buzzkill. It kind of reminds you that, you know, it kind of reminds you that maybe this is someone that, you know, isn't for you when you can't go out there and do something very simple. You know, one of the things I remember that I enjoyed with my most recent ex, I remember, and this I think early on, was the fact that, you know, we both worked sort of very long schedules sometimes. I think she worked longer schedules than I did. And more times than not, let's say on a Friday night, she enjoyed Fernando and chill. You know, I have a 55-inch screen, flat screen, smart TV, and, you know, I had Netflix. And sure enough, you know, on a Friday when it was either cold or just too hot to go out and maybe she was just tired, she would just say, hey, Fernando and chill tonight. And I would say, yeah, awesome. I would buy a bottle of wine and she'd bring a bottle of wine. We just, you know, cuddle and watch movies and watch a documentary or watch a series. And that's a big thing. I think if you can do that, I think that that can be enjoyable, you know? You know, in terms of, you know, like I remember an ex from like 2011, you know, shopping with her, you know, was somewhat enjoyable. I mean, I'm the type of guy that if I'm shopping with my girlfriend, I'm not that guy that's going to sit there and complain and bitch and moan, like, are you done yet? 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 And to be honest with you, like, I wasn't like that. I made a point to like, okay, well, she needs to go shopping. She needs clothes. She needs to buy something. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to, you know, go and accompany her because I'm sure when I need to get something done, she'll come with me. And sometimes, you know, it was a task because it was never very easy, you know, but those are the things I think we have to sort of look out for. I think those are the things I think that they make it enjoyable, you know, and it kind of gives you a pretty good perspective of, you know, it gives you the perspective of whether or not this person is someone you can think about having long term. You know, another important dynamic, folks, especially for the guys listening tonight, is that, you know, that she can make you a better person. Listen, a woman who can, without force, stop you from vices that once ruled your life is a woman that's worth a lot. You know, in a life that seems so long ago, sometimes, you know, as a guy, I used to, you know, let certain things control my life. And once, you know, let's say you meet that woman, you know, she didn't force me to change, nor did she stop me. You know, I think, as a guy, you know, when you're really into a woman and maybe you're looking at them as a potential, you know, life partner, you know, as a guy, you sometimes want to stop for her. You know, sometimes a woman with even a simple look can make you want to better yourself is really something maybe all that you ever need. You know, as a guy, I think there have been moments in my life when, listen, I'm going to be very honest. I think that in my lifetime, I've been an excessive party boy. I have partied like a monster. I've gone out with my friends. I've gone out to Vegas. I've gone out to, you know, I've gone out to crazy vacations, crazy nights out in New York City with my buddies. I can tell you stories. I mean, I could probably write another book on my experience with my buddies. It's been crazy. And I know every guy may think that about their group, but I can tell you legitimately, yes. I can tell you legitimately that there are videos that I have and pictures in an external hard drive that will never be published because it just shows how crazy my crew has been. And that's, you know what? Those are great memories to have. It just reminds you how insane your core group of friends are. And it's great. But there comes a point, I think, when you party excessively that maybe you don't want to do that anymore. Maybe you want to tone it down. And when you meet a woman who motivates you to stop doing that, to be a little healthier, to not drink as much, to not go out and party, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. And I'd be lying to you if I told you that I haven't met women like that, that I've dated that have motivated me to stop partying and being that crazy party boy, that crazy bachelor. You know, I've had some of them. I've had some women in my life be that sort of positive force. I mean, clearly that's not enough. I mean, I think you need a lot of the other signs and indicators I provided to you tonight, folks. But I think that a big sign for you is that, you know, she's going to help you be better, that she's going to, you know, motivate you to not want to, going to be let that lifestyle go. You know, one of the things that sort of makes my core group of buddies unique is, you know, one of them's getting engaged and, you know, he's, you know, I'm happy for him because his fiance settled him down. You know, he's a crazy party boy like me, but, you know, God bless her. You know, she found the way to do that. You know, and I have some other buddies in my group that are just crazy and insane. And they party like maniacs. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to go party with them this weekend in Atlantic City. So that should be interesting, you know, for my buddy Anthony's birthday. So, you know, hopefully I'll be back for the show next week and give you an update about how that went. You know, when you're trying to be better and a woman helps you do that, you'd be surprised how much of an impact that makes. You know, again, folks, in closing, you know, for the ladies listening tonight, if you're able to fulfill most of these attributes, you know, a guy's going to look at you very closely. A guy's going to look at you and examine exactly what you mean to him. And if you can fulfill these things, you know, more times than not, a guy's going to look at you and say, you know what, this is somebody that's the one. This is the one that's going to get me on the right track. And it's going to get me to settle down and look at a future and everything else. And, you know, I can say honestly that based on the list I gave you tonight, I think a lot of the women I've dated in recent memory have all done some of those things in some shape or form, maybe not all of them. And I'm not saying I need all each and every one that I've listed to be there. Otherwise, I won't find the one. I think with anything in dating, folks, I think you take it on a case-by-case basis, and you look at each and every person you're dating and whether or not they're going to be that person for you. So it's, you know, it's a challenge. It's a tough thing to do. But again, that's the great thing about dating. It's about exploring, and it's about dating and meeting people, and hopefully until that right one comes along, you'll figure it out. And I hope that tonight's show goes a long way in helping you figure that out, gentlemen. And again, for anybody in general, it doesn't have to be guys or girls. You know, when you're dating someone and you know they're the one, that epiphany will come sooner or later. So again, folks, if you missed any part of tonight's broadcast, again, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday. Don't forget, you can always write to the show's inbox, which is professorfuj@gmail.com. professorfuj@gmail.com. I always welcome listeners' comments and topics for future shows. Again, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, @TheGloriousFUJ. Also, on Instagram, @your_favorite_Fernando. And also, last but not least, again, I want to thank my devoted sponsor, the Mason Civic League. Folks, again, you can check them out online, www.masoncivic.org. Great local nonprofit located at 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. You can call their office, 201-706-8088. Once again, 201-706-8088, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. They're a great local nonprofit, folks, established in 2010 by former Hoboken councilwoman, the distinguished Beth Mason, and her husband, Ricky. And they've done great in the community by sponsoring programs and events to promote the arts, continuing education activities for residents of all ages. Again, check them out, www.masoncivic.org. Don't forget to follow them on Instagram and Twitter. Also want to thank folks here on the program tonight, Crom Cakes, www.cromcakes.com. It's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. And it's full of entertaining blogs and connecting media with humanity while sprinkling some comedy along the way. A great website hosted by my dear friend, the very stunning Ashley Cromkicks. Also, folks, I want to plug here on the show tonight, Rough Rehab, a great local shelter located at 360 Route 46 in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. It's an excellent no-kill northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter. It's open to the public daily from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Call them directly, 862-200-1447. Once again, 862-200-1447. If you're looking to adopt that special dog or cat in your life, Rough Rehab, again, is the one for you. That's www.ruffrehab.org. Last but not least, folks, I want to acknowledge Facepalm Gaming. You can follow them on Twitter at gaming_palm. Also at facepalmgaming311 on Instagram. Also check them out on their online channel, www.twitch.tv/facepalmgaming311. Now, Facepalm Gaming streams content ranging from RPGs, which are role-playing games, all the way to FPSs, which are first-person shooters. It's an outstanding online community for gamers, and it's a chance to exchange ideas and tips about the games that entertain you on a daily basis. Again, I want to thank Facepalm Gaming for showing support for the program, Crowncakes.com, Rough Rehab in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. And, of course, I want to thank my sponsor, the Mason Civic League. And check them out, www.masoncivic.org. And, again, I want to thank them all for the absolute best 30-plus minutes of commercial-free dating advice you'll find anywhere online. Folks, you never know who calls in, and you never know the topics that we discuss here on your favorite show every Tuesday night, actually into Wednesday morning. Today, it's Dating Today. Good night. You know what? Good night, New Hampshire. That was quite a phone call tonight. And as always, stay classy, everyone.
I'm running away from this pain. I'm trying to find a new way where the sun's shining down on my face. I'm running away. You're in.